that good though.
He really swelled up.
That wolf, see, my fingers got stiff like that.
Mm. They're mean.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. You know, this killed 2 men down in this part of town.
Is that right?
3. Killed one over here at Thomasville, one down here at Patamon City. One in Thomasville last year, one down in Patamon City this year. And several years ago, the color fell up here between him and Bambi. One stung him and he died.
Just affects the heart, I guess.
That's right.
Yeah, they're mean. What do you call, what did you used to call peanuts?
Fenders.
Fenders. And if a boy has, the father has big ears and the boy has big ears, you say that boy sure...
Got ears like his dad.
Looks like, or favors, or which would you say?
He looks just like his dad.
Like. And if the boy, the father has a bad temper, say, and the boy has a bad temper, say that boy...
Just like his dad.
Like him. When you, when a woman used to have a baby, they go call what?
Midwife.
The midwife. In the old days, did they call her anything else?
Granny woman.
Granny woman. Mm-hmm. And if a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
City slicker.
Slicker. Uh-huh. And if the country person would go into the city, what would the city people call him?
Call him a country boy.
Country boy. Did you ever hear the word country hoochier? Or?
Yeah.
What, is that a bad insult or?
Well,
kind of a joke. Or?
It's just kind of a joke. Cause
how they used to say it.
They used to say it, the country hoochie.
Mm-hmm. And how do you? You said a minute ago. Colored fellow, is that how you normally refer to a member of your own race? Is that who's your mad at him? What do you call him then?
I won't. I'll tell you the truth. I'll just call him color fellow right on, but I won't. You know, I don't. The one word I don't like, I'll tell you that. Mm-hmm. In front, I don't like that word nigger.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't raised to it, you know, and I don't like it.
Yeah. If you got mad at somebody, would you call him a nigger to make
no,
him?
Sir, no, sir.
No.
No. No. I'd call him something else. I wouldn't call him no nigger.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that word because I raised up with white folks. And the ones that I raised up with and worked with all my life, I never heard them use the word nigger.
Is that right?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
They'd say a darky or a black man. I can put up with that, but I just don't like that word, neither.
Yeah, just the sound of it's no good.
That's right.
Suppose you get mad at a white person, what do you call him? You get real mad at him.
Well, I'll call him a cracker.
Just an old cracker.
That's right.
And do you like him, or you just call him a white person?
That's right.
Uh-huh. And if a man has a fishing rod he likes very much and his son breaks it, man has a fit, you say, that man really got, what?
He really got mad with his son for breaking that reel.
And if you've been working hard all day, by night you might say, I'm really...
tired.
If somebody becomes ill suddenly, all of a sudden, you say, he sure, sick?
He sure is sick.
Did he get sick or take sick? How would you say that?
I'd say, well, if I hadn't, you know, been with him, I'd seen him that day, you know, when he got sick, well, I'd say he sure got sick.
Mm-hmm. If you don't feel too good right here, what do you say? I am sick.
Stomach hurts.